Welcome to the One Hop Podcast. Our goal for this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer, individually and corporately. God is raising up watchmen, these communities of intercessors around the globe, and we have such a privilege in Omaha to join the Lord in rebuilding David's fallen tent for ceaseless prayer and worship to rise as an incense before him. We're so glad that you joined us today. Well, welcome. This is Kristen, and I'm sitting in the podcast studio today with Drew.
Hello.
And Nicole.
Hey, hey.
And we are so excited to be back here. This is the first week of April, so we will have two parts again this month. And we just really love what we've been able to share with you so far about prayer. And so we have a couple things we want to share before we even get started. So, Nicole, will you tell us about the new campaign, the non-political campaign? Doesn't everybody want something non-political right now?
Yes, right now. Oh, my goodness. It's non-political. Even on Facebook, it's all political. That's so right. We're going to do something different on our Facebook page. Right now, we just launched a GoFundMe campaign. And we are raising support, raising funds for our new One Hop building. So we're super excited, and we just launched it on Friday. So we would love for you to go to our Facebook page, One Hop Facebook page, and check out the details of the campaign and how you can join us, how you can share that on your Facebook page, how you can get the link to support, to have your family and friends support right along with us. We're also doing a giveaway. So if you go on our Facebook page, there's all the details, but I'll tell you really quick what it is. If you like our Facebook page, you get one entry. If you invite friends, you get another entry. And if you share our GoFundMe campaign link on your Facebook page, you get another one. So you have a possibility of three entries.
We're givers.
To win one of the four resources that we've been doing on the podcast for the last couple months. So we would love for you to join us, share, like, really get the word out there so that we can raise support and get this building going.
Yeah, and we're really excited about a building. We've been looking at several properties, and we really have one right now that we are believing the Lord for. And as we are able to get this building and it happens, then we'll be able to share a little more with you guys about our the prophetic history in that, because we really feel like we've had some words from the Lord on this. And so if you would join us even in praying for this building, that the Lord would just open the doors, that we can get it back into Omaha where we long to be. We've been so blessed to have Terry and her team here at HHOP let us just operate out of here and really support us. But we are believing the Lord, and so this GoFundMe page is going to help secure finances for us in this this building for us in Omaha.
Yes.
So, Nicole, I am looking at this campaign online right now, and this is really exciting. So can I share this on my own page and get entered in for the prize?
Yes, you can, Drew.
Oh yes, because I've seen some of the reviews by Drew. Because some of those reviews that I've done, I kind of would appreciate some of those resources.
I know, myself. The Ancient Paths one, I don't have that one. I really want it, actually. I'm like, dang, can I enter? yes, and as you go on our Facebook page, there's also the link to our website. We'd love for you to check out the website. We have our schedule, have all that stuff on there. We also have this really cool new page, our wish list, to help us build the prayer room. And so just different items that we are needing to raise support for. So it's all kind of tied together. But, we just really need our family, our friends, our, the House of Prayer, awesome people in our community to rally alongside us in this journey.
And as you even go on the Facebook page, you will notice we have a new logo.
Yes!
And we are so blessed by that logo. So really excited about really excited about what Michelle, one of Drew's supporters, has done for us, and that has been a blessing for our team.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Okay, so for this first podcast of April, we are going to be talking about prayer and faithfulness. So stay tuned, and when we return, we will talk about what that means, how it is to be faithful in prayer.
Thank you. All right, well, welcome back, and we're going to get right into our theme for this month, and that is being faithful in prayer, so prayer and faithfulness. And I have a quote I want to share from Lou Engle that says, "Vision without implementation cannot keep a generation on course, nor can it sustain or perpetuate a life of faithfulness." And I read that, and I just and it reminded me of when I just even teach on focus, just that when we have vision, it's something that is out there, it's grand, it's what we're going for. But if we do not have ways to make it happen, if we don't have ways to implement that vision, then it's all for naught. Mm-hmm. Because just good intentions isn't going to get you anywhere.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is just talk about how do we stay faithful in prayer? How do we keep our spirit just aligned before the Lord, even in the times when we don't see an answer or we feel like the Lord is waiting so long to give us his response? So I want to just share a recent one and a recent example from my own life. And it's something that the Lord has just been teaching me really over the years about just waiting on him and staying faithful no matter what.
Yeah.
Staying the course no matter what. Because we don't see every aspect of it. We only see our little part.
Yeah.
So I have a friend at the gym that I go to, and she's my mom's age. She's 83, and she's lovely. And I have walked with her for the last 6 years, and we've been really good friends, and I have really cherished my relationship with her because my mom lives far away.
Yeah.
So it's just really, and this gal loves Jesus, and we talk about the Bible studies that she's doing, and she's done many of the same ones my mom has been doing. They're kind of in a similar class, and so it's been just a joy to walk with her and see her zest for life, doing body combat and body pump at the age of 83. Oh, it's awesome. And last fall, she was not feeling well. And so I told her, I said, "I'm going to be praying for you. And I just am standing and believing for your healing." So I have scriptures of healing that I have been claiming over her life. And I just found out, well, and then in November, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I went to visit her in the hospital, and I just said, "You know what? I'm standing. God is a healer. This is who he is, and I'm going to be declaring God's healing over you," and continued in that way. And then 2 weeks ago, I was told that her chemo has not even affected the area of her lungs where the cancer was, and the cancer has completely spread throughout her body. So she is on hospice, and right now is ready to enter eternity. So for a moment, I had that, okay, Lord, what in the world is that all about? Because this is who you are. Yeah. You are the healer, and I'm repeating your words back to you. I'm declaring the truth. I'm speaking over her life who you are. And so what, even in that place of where I'm not seeing in the natural right now, I'm not seeing the answer that I want to see, I have to just trust that God is faithful and he knows what he's doing. And in the midst of those times when we can't see clearly or it feels like he's been silent, what do? We have to keep going. We can't give up. We can't grow weary. We just have to say, you know what? This is the Lord's deal. I just declare his truth over my friend, and I have to believe that he has the best answer and go on from there. So that's just an example from me more recently where I've been really having to talk through in my own spirit, just, I will be faithful, Lord, no matter what. I will be faithful no matter what I see. I will be faithful no matter what happens because I know your character. I know who you are, and you're still healer, even though I haven't seen you manifest that in my friend's life. So so that's something to me. And I know Nicole and I were just talking, and there are those places of God's faithfulness, even maybe in the midst of when we don't even notice it or recognize it, or even we can take his faithfulness for granted in our time of prayer in our life.
Yeah, I think for me, where I really recognized God's faithfulness in the little things, in the day-to-day aspect, was when I was living overseas in Africa. When you're in America, unfortunately, we take for granted the day-to-day things with us and God. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was, I saw God be faithful in moments when I needed a translator, when I needed somebody to help me with, when my toilet broke and I didn't know how to tell the plumber in French, my toilet broke, can you please come fix it?
Yeah.
You know? And so he would just bring alongside friends who would be able to call, who would be willing to call the plumber and come and you know, and that's, okay, so we complain about how long it takes people to get here in the States, but, you know, over there it could be, oh, I'll be there in 2 hours and it's the next day at 10 p.m. that they show up. And so just, like, just those little tiny things, or my car. I had a car in Mali, and I would literally have to pray from stoplight to stoplight that it would keep running. And, you know, I never got stranded. I never was stranded. I never, because that's very fearful over there. I never had it was never working properly, but I never got in trouble with that. You know, it was never in danger. Or as I'm traveling and trying, you know, all the different airports and trying to get through checkpoints and literally the day-to-day things, or his faithfulness in keeping me healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, having minimal health care. And I never once got sick. I never got sick from eating anything or any of it. So it was amazing to see God show up every single day, even when I didn't know I really needed it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things I didn't notice. Unfortunately, right. You know, I was like, oh man, I missed it. But I didn't really recognize it until I got back to the States and I was like, oh my goodness, okay, like, I've depended on my own, quote unquote, my own faithfulness in the States, and then to really rely on the Lord for Him to show up and to take care of me was a whole new learning experience. And so for me, it's been a challenge over the last year of how to connect with God's faithfulness here in the States, where I almost have had this mentality of thought of, well, I don't need it.
That's good.
And it's like it's a whole new way of thinking. And so then when things like with Betty, or when my mom passed away a couple of years ago, you know, those big things do happen. And when we can recognize God's faithfulness in the little things, we can really trust in His faithfulness with the big things, even when they don't turn out like we think they're going to. You know, as I'm praying for my mom's salvation for 14 years, and then she passes away, you know, I won't know the end result until I get to eternity. But I know God's faithful, and He can do it. He can reach anyone at any point, you know, and He can touch Betty's life here now on this earth, or, you know, we know He will in eternity. And so it's those, the little things turn into the big things, and it's a very, I know, for me, it's kind of been a fine line, and I've learned to walk it.
Well, and I think, too, even just talking about prayer and faithfulness, it is the two components. It's God's faithfulness to us and recognizing it, and it's our faithfulness before Him, that we don't let those things that could cause our hearts to be bitter, or if I can't understand, I can't trust God if I can't understand Him.
Yeah.
You know, that there are some of those real problems that I think our minds can affect, so... One of the quotes that I love by Leonard Ravenhill, he says, no man is greater than his prayer life. You know, and I remember reading that years ago thinking, oh, so if I'm not greater than my prayer life, how strong is my prayer life? How great is my prayer life? And just really was challenged by the Lord in being faithful, because I feel like that's a faithfulness quote right there. Like, I want my life to be strong, so it's all about intimacy. I want to develop that intimacy with the Lord, that I can trust Him, even when I can't understand what's happening in my life, what's happening in people's lives around me, so.
I think one thing that you said, Nicole, that I think is interesting is, with faithfulness, especially when we look at it from God, and of course, you know, our faithfulness to God is related so strongly to understanding that he's actually faithful to us.
Yeah.
But seeing, you know, when you're talking about all those times that he's faithful, the little things that I don't even realize it, I think most of the time we only talk about faithfulness, God's faithfulness, when he's not. Or when we think he's being not. Mm-hmm. We see the big thing that he didn't come through in, and we're like, well, you're not faithful. And we use that to judge his character when every day there's about 1,000 little things.
Right. We breathe. How about that?
You know, that, that he's faithful to and that we don't always recognize. Mm-hmm. And but then we see the big thing, we're like, well, you're not faithful. And I think one thing, too, is I has just been thinking about his faithfulness. And I would never want someone to judge me on one failure. And people don't, thankfully. They look at, most of the time at least, people look at the broad aspect of my life, the 25 years of, you know, all the different things I've done, and they use that to make a judgment on my personality, not like one day that I, you know, am in a bad mood or something, thankfully. And but with the Lord, I'll use one experience and I'll say, well, you didn't come through in that experience, so you're not faithful. And I miss the millenniums of history where that's been the bulk of who he is. He's faithful.
Yeah.
And even when that one incident where he seemingly wasn't, he actually was still being faithful even in that instance. And I just didn't understand or have revelation or see his faithfulness and his justice all intertwined. But if I don't want someone to look at me on my bad day and say, well, Drew is a bad person because he had a bad day, I can't look at the one time where I don't see the Lord's faithfulness and say, you're not faithful.
That's good.
He deserves to be judged based on his, the grandness of who he is and the history of all of the little things that I don't see compiled with all the history of everyone else's little things and all of the other things that aren't even about people and when he's faithful. And that's how I have to look at him, which will sustain me being more faithful to him if I know that he's faithful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, we're going to continue this conversation after this break, and we're going to have a prayer, a tool for the prayer room, tool for the prayer room that's coming up next. So stay tuned. That's the next segment up, and then we're going to be back to continue this conversation.
Okay, welcome back. So today, our segment, our tools for the prayer room, we're going to be talking about the acronym TRUST. So break it down, T-R-U-S-T, and different ways to pray through these in order to build, continuing to build our prayer lives. So just to start off, the T is thank you. So that seems pretty simple, but this is, I think, a profound one that we miss on a lot of times of, even as we're talking about faithfulness, thanking God for his faithfulness. So thanking God, recognizing Holy Spirit's indwelling presence in us, and simply thanking him for it. R, releasing revelation. This is where we can we ask and thank, but ask Holy Spirit to release abundant revelation of God's heart, his word, and his purposes that he has for our lives. So just taking some time to really press into asking God to release deeper revelation of who he is. Which stands for use me. Ask the Holy Spirit to use us more and more in the spiritual gifts that he has given to us to minister to others. So we just want to press into how we can extend and, you know, be the hands and feet of Jesus in our day-to-day life, in the little things. S, strengthen me. Ask Holy Spirit to strengthen your mind, our emotions, speech, with his might, with his strength. And because we know, as it says in Galatians, that his power is already in us. And so as we ask him to strengthen us, he will. And the last one of trust is the last T, which is teach me. So here we just ask Holy Spirit to teach us about God's will and his ways, that he may manifest his leadership in every issue of our lives. So we know that our lives are so many different things, and we need him to teach us to be better stewards of finances, our schedules, the different circumstances of our life, our emotions, our physical body, you know, relationships, people that we, in our home, in our office, you know, where we work, where we do ministry. There's so many things that we need God to teach us on. And so we need to just take some time to really ask Him to teach us in those areas. So that's just a really simple prayer room guide, prayer tool guide for your secret place time, even at home, of trust. So once again, thank you. Release revelation. Use me, strengthen me, and teach me. So hope that helps. We will post this acronym on our website under the podcast notes. Hope you liked it.
Are you sitting at home right now listening to the One Hot Podcast, eagerly taking notes as you are filled with new and more revelation after revelation, but haven't gotten the chance to get on Facebook and like the One Hot page yet? Well, this is your time. Get out your phone, click on that Facebook app, and like the One Hot Facebook page, and you too can be a part of the One Hot GoFundMe campaign. Also, at this time, we recommend that you get out your wallets and give. So please, get out your wallets, like the page, click that share button, and you too can be part of the One Hot campaign.
Well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that tool for the prayer room. And we're just going to get right back into our topic for the day. I just wanted to share with you a scripture out of Psalm 13, verse 5 and 6. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. This is just as we are talking about God's faithfulness and our faithfulness back to him. We want to take the words of Scripture and we just want to pray them right back to Him, thanking Him for who He is and just reminding Him of His goodness and reminding our own hearts of how He is good and He is faithful, that we in turn would be stirred to faithfulness before Him. So Drew's going to share with us a little bit of what he's been, kind of been on his heart about this. So come on, Drew, bring it on.
Bring the word.
So one thing that I've been kind of thinking about, I was listening to a couple of messages and just meditating and studying on my own about the Lord's faithfulness and about our response to Him and why we're doing what we're doing. And I kept coming back to that question, why do I even do what I do before the Lord? Why am I in the prayer room? Why am I a Christian in general? Like, why do I trust the Lord? Why should I be faithful to Him? And all these different reasons I was thinking of, you know, he's good to me, which Psalm 13, I love that verse. Or, you know, he is a healer. He's done, you know, he's healed me of different things, or he's provided for me in different things, or he's helped me emotionally or financially, you know, all these different things that the Lord has done for me, all these good things. Or I trust him because I know that at the end of the age, he will come and make everything right again, and he will right all of the injustices, and he will help humanity enter into, you know, the fullness of his kingdom. But one thing that I was struck with, especially as I was reading through Revelation and some of the hymns that the living creatures and the angels they all sing, and I'm looking at, you know, they are probably the prime example that we could look to as faithful before the Lord.
Right, yeah. It's good.
First century, you know, beyond centuries.
Yeah.
But I was like, why do they do what they do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have all these hymns. And we took when I sat down with our worship team one night, we sat down and read through a lot of them in Revelation. And, you know, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is, tis to come. And you're worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. And there's so many more in the rest of Revelation. But as we were looking at them, we realized that one thing was remarkably missing from the hymns that they sing before the Lord. They never sing about themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're never saying, Lord, we're singing to you because you healed us. They've never been healed of anything. They're perfect created beings who've always been in heaven. They were never singing, you know, oh Lord, we're singing here because you forced us to, we have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was never the case either. They have free will just as we do. They don't have to serve him. Not all the angels ended up to ended up serving him. Some of them didn't. And so they're not there because they have to, because it's a duty or obligation. They aren't serving him because they were forgiven of sin. Mm-hmm. That's a big theme, and it's an important theme in our relationship with the Lord. Yeah. But they've never been forgiven of any sin. They've never sinned. Mm-hmm. And so they're not singing because of that. They're singing because of his worth. That all the time they're saying, you're holy and you're worthy. You created all things. All things have their being because of you. All things are from you. They're for you. All things are to you in the end. You are worthy, O Lord, and that's why we're here.
That's good.
And they were never like, oh, I'm singing because if he sees me singing, he might promote me to head angel, or I'll be the chief, you know, living creature of the other four, and they'll be subservient to me. And it's nothing like that. That, you know, it seems silly, but that's really what we do. Like, we serve at the church so we'll get noticed. And
that's really good.
You know, we only are serving the Lord as long as he helps us be personally fulfilled, emotionally, financially, relationally, etc. A lot of what we do in Christianity and a lot of the different things that we do as Christians, such as worship or evangelism or the eschatology, the end of the age, and all the things that we talk about, a lot of them can be framed in a way that benefits us as humans. And it's not necessarily about the worth of Jesus. And the living creatures and the angels in heaven were not like that. They were all, we're here because he's worthy. There's nothing else that should occupy our time because we're created by him. And we only have our being because of him. And that's really the only time they talk about themselves, is saying, you created all things and we're a part of the all things. And by your will, they have their being, and they're sustained by you, and we're part of your will. And so that one really struck me as, you know, I want to be faithful because of the Lord's goodness to me. I want to be faithful because he's forgiven me of so much. I want to be faithful because he does give me peace. He does give me joy and helps me emotionally and provides relationships for me and provides the fulfillment in my life. He does do all those things. But more than that, I want to be faithful because he is worthy, and he is good, and he created me, and there's nothing else that could or should occupy my time outside of his worth. And there's a quote that I heard in a sermon from an old Puritan preacher, and it said, if you are not satisfied, your affections are not towards the glimpse of heaven that we get now, the peace of gazing on Christ and all that things, if you're not satisfied by that now, what makes you think you're going to love heaven when that's all you're going to do is be before the Lord in the fullness? And the image was, you know, if you don't like a bite of steak, why would you like the whole slab? You're not going to like it if you didn't like a bite. But then the preacher went on and said, and what makes you think you even deserve to go there if you don't like spending time with the Lord now, if your affections are not set on him now? And for me, it was like, oh my goodness, I have to really reevaluate. And I was really convicted of what satisfies my soul now. What are my affections set on? Are they always set on Jesus? And I think it's a troubling question, but it's one that I think that we should ask ourselves, is why are we faithful to the Lord? Is it because of what he does for us, or is it just because of who he is?
That's really good. And how that would even just, the paradigm shift would change, even in praying and the expectation, because it's all about him instead of focused on
us.
On us. Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
So, that is just a little bit of what it looks like with praying and faithfulness and the different aspects of God's faithfulness to us, God's faithfulness just in his own character, and then our response of being faithful to him. So in the next podcast, we're going to share a little bit more of what it looks like to continue to be faithful to him, even when he's seemingly not faithful to us, and even when we don't feel like it, and all the other aspects that come into play with our, you know, attempt to serve him with the best of our ability, and looking on the revelation of his worth. And so we'll go into a little bit more of that in the next podcast. And just a reminder, get out there and like our Facebook page, share it with your friends, and then get on that website and give as we are raising funds for the building of the House of Prayer in Omaha. So we will see you next time.